We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines from the top of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. We learned the Mishnah says, HaKoyel Kasherim Lichta V'Saget, even the Cherish Shoita and Katan. And the Gemara Kasha, V'alav Bnei Deininu, L'Chayra, that these Cherish Shoita and Katan are not a Bnei Deya. And like Rashi learns, the problem is it can't be Lashma. You're missing Lashma. Going according to Rabbi Lazar holds that the Ksiva has to be Lashma. And here, they can't do Lashma because they're Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. Tosis points out that you could have asked also the Lav Bnei Shlichus. So Tosis says, no, you don't need a Shlichus for the Ksiva. And therefore, it's not a problem. So the problem just is not Lashma. So Rav Huna answered that a Gadol is Oymer Al Gabav. There's a Gadol, an adult, who's a Bandas, standing on top of them and telling them to do it Lashma. And that's sufficient. And that's the case of our Mishnah. The Mara asked, so why didn't you say a Goy is kosher or so? So the Gemara says, no, because the guy does it for himself. He doesn't do it l'shma, and therefore doesn't help Gadol Oymer Al Gabav. Hodom Rav Nachman, far lines from the top. Hodom Rav Nachman, Lav Milsihi. It's not true. Lav Milsihi Damri. The Midakah Pasal Leila Oyvachav Mlinya Hava, since the next Mishnah speaks out all the different type of people that are possible to be a Shliach Leilacha, and it says, a Cherish, Shaita, Vakatam, Vesuma, Vayvachavim, all cannot be a Shliach. So we see, we mention a guy, a non-Jew, can't bring a get. It's mashma, then the first Mishnah. He could do a ksiva. He could do the ksiva. So mitik apostle, l'chav l'inah hava, machal l'inah ksiva kosher. It's mashma, the gabi ksiva, he's kosher to do. V'atanya, I, the brisa, l'chav apostle. I, the brisa, says that a guy is apostle to do a ksiva. Ahi, Rabbi Liazi, that's going to Rabbi Laza, d'ama eid v'sir karati, v'inah ksiva l'shma. And that's Pasha, the guy does it for himself. So Rav Nachman comes and says another Pshat in our Mishnah. Pshat in our Mishnah is that culture and Lichtav is a get, I feel Cheresh of Katan, is even a guy is Kasher also. Why? Because our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir, who holds that Eide Chasima Karati. If you hold Eide Chasima Karati, so you don't need Ksiva L'shma. So therefore, Cheresh of Katan could write the get, and a guy could write the get. I, the Bryson says a guy is possible to write a get. That's going according to Rabbi Lazar, always a the Messiah Karati, and needs Ksiva L'shma. So that's how the second Pshat on Mishnah. First Pshat on Mishnah was going according to Rabbi Lazar, you need L'shma, but it's a Gadol Emel Gavav. And in that case, a guy won't be kosher. But here, because there, he does that Nafshay. But Rav Nachman says Pshat on Mishnah is that you don't need Ksiva L'shma, all you need is Chasim L'shma, and therefore they're all kosher. And there's a difference between these two pshatim, how to read the Mishnah, because the Mishnah ended off. The Mishnah really said three parts to the Mishnah. It says, HaKol K'sheim Lichtav V'Saget, Afil Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. Then it said, Isha K'sevis Esgita, that Isha could write the get, basically hire the sofer to write the get and give it to the husband. And it ends off, She'ein Kiyim Aget Al V'Chesama. So what's in Kiyim Aget Al V'Chesama going on? If you're the first pshat, Ein Kiyim Aget Al V'Chesama is going just on the second part of the Mishnah, not on the first part. Because the first part of the Mishnah, the reason why it's kosher is not because in Kim Gedal Chesama, the reason why it's kosher is because Gadol Emel Gabav. But if it's pshat, it's very good shmak. Going to Rav Meir, going back to the whole Mishnah, in Kim Gedal Chesama, and therefore we don't care if it's written Shleil Shema, because all you need is a Chasima. So that's the second Mahalach. Rav Nachman's Mahalach is that it's going to Rav Meir, our Mishnah. So, on the Baravaita, Omar Rav Nachman, and Rashi speaks that it's like a new Gemara, technically. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Meir, Filo Motzer V'Ashba, Chosmoy V'Nos L'Kosher. You find a get in the garbage, and it might have not written L'Shma, not a problem. Just sign it, and L'Shma, V'Nos L'Shma, and give it to her as Kosher, because you don't need a Ksiva L'Shma, like we just spoke out. Rav Nachman, oh, that's Pshat Aramishto, because going to Rav Meir, does not need Ksiva L'Shma. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav as a Kasha to Rav Nachman, that it says v'kosav law. The Brisa says v'kosav law l'shma. It says in the Brisa, we learn from the pasuk v'kosav law that it has to be l'shma. It sounds like the ksiva has to be l'shma. So heck, you say that someone argues in that it's a pasuk. My love ksiva is a get. So heck, Rav Nachman say if you're a mayor don't ksiva l'shma, it's a pasuk. So and for the Gemara loy chasima seidim. If you're a mayor, all tight v'kosav law means the chasima has to be l'shma. Eisvei Rav. Another similar. We have three similar questions. Eisvei Rav. Another question. Kol get shenichtav sheloy l'shum isha, any get that was written not l'shem this isha is pasul. So again, you see, you need ksiva l'shma. That's first mishnah. So tomorrow, no, ema shenichtav sheloy l'shem isha pasul. Maybe it's going shenichtav sheloy l'shum isha, not ksiva, or is chesima l'shem isha is pasul. That's the altaich. So we have two brides ready to smash by ksiva l'shma. Teretz, no, it means chesima. Eisvei, a third kasha. Kishu Kaisvoi, when you write the get, ki ilu kaisvo l'shma, ki rol l'shma. What does that mean? My love, kishu kaisvo l'tayrif l'shma, the tayrif is the ikka part of the written part of the get. The written part of the get has a lot of different l'shainas, but the main part is the shame ish, shame isha, the zman, the makim, and maybe the harei at mataris chol adam. We'll see anything more later on about what tayrif is, but tayrif is the ikka part of the get. So maybe pasuk pshat in this brayse is because you kaisvo tayrif l'shma. If you write the tayrif l'shma, gilu kaisvo tayrif l'shma. That means even though there's a halacha that the tayrif has to be written l'shma also because of gzeira otur the tayrif, but if you write the tayrif l'shma, it's gilu kaisvo tayrif l'shma. It's good enough. So what do you see? You have to write something l'shma. It's a kasha again. Or Rav Nachman Meshem Rameya. When you sign it l'shma, it's ki'ilu you wrote it l'shma. It's good enough. It's ki'ilu you wrote it l'shma. That's how we'll tie it again. So we got out of all three kashas by saying really means chosmai. V'ibayisema, even more simple teretz. V'ibayisema, hani masisim, all three mishnayis, which are mashma, all three brises and mishnayis that are mashma, you have to do l'shma. Money Rav Elazar hi, dam edim asira karati. Again, Rav Elazar holds that the edim asira make the get. And therefore, the ksiva has to be l'shma, because of kasva can't be v'chasam. There's no din chasima. It means ksiva. So Rav Elazar definitely holds ksiva l'shma. So all these brises are not akasha, because going according to Rav Elazar, and Rav Meir argues taka. So we're still holding. Now that was just a gemara, like it took an interlude to just bring out this point of Nachman holds for Rav Meir, you do not need ksiva l'shma. So far we have two pshat in our Mishnah, that the how a cheresh, shoita, and a katan can write a get. Either pshat is, it's you need l'shma, but it's a gadol oimed agabav. Or it's going to Rav Meir holds you don't need ksiva l'shma. Now we have a third teretz. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'hu sheshayir makom ha'tayrif. Rav Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel that a case of our Mishnah was that they wrote the get, they wrote the tayfis of the get. They didn't write the ikka part. They wrote the tayfis, not the tayrif. They left over the tayrif. V'chein Amar Rav Chaga m'shmei de'ula, v'hu sheshayir makom ha'tayrif. Rav Elazar, it's going to Rav Elazar. You need ksiva l'shma. But here they left it out. Here they left it out. So that's a third mahalach. He left out the tayrif. And the way Rashi explains it, he says like this, v'mokam ha-tayrif, v'kosu v'endas, es ha-tayrif. And zok Rashi, v'le'bayil ukma v'shigodol imra gaba, v'le'il ukma k'ra meir. You don't have to say either one. So the medayik from Rashi holds, look, what about, we say, you know, the first and third pshat going into Rav Elazar. One says pshat godol imra gaba, the other one says pshat is because he left out the tayrif. Do they argue with each other or not? So the Pnei Yeshua's medayik from Rashi don't argue. Your one pshat is a gadol megabav, or you left it out the tariff. Good gavaldik. But the Ran speaks out that these two terutzim arguing each other. All this is very negay lahalacha because we pass the Rav Elazar. We have to know what's the etzer. So the Ran speaks out that the two mandiyam arguing each other. Dr. Ran in the back. Mashma lechayra. The Rav Huna the ukma shagadol megabav. The Rav Yehuda the ukma b'sharim makom tariff. Pligi adadi. They argue on each other. The Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, kol shagadol megabav. Af tayrif kaisiv. If someone's standing on top of them, you can write the tayrif. Uvelavach, if you don't have a gadol megabav, afilu tayfis ain't a kaisiv. He says, no itza leaving out the tayrif. If you don't have a megabav, you can't write the tayfis either, because that's l'shma, and you can't do that. Even it's only there, a bottom l'shma, but you can't do that. And zok the Rambai, the Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, kol shashari makam ha-tayrif, if you left out the makam ha-tayrif, afilu b'loi gadol megabav shari, but if you didn't leave it out, then he holds a fill of gab of usr. He holds it doesn't work. So that's the Ran says they argue on each other. So we have two shitas. The Ran holds they argue. Rashi holds they both agree. There's got a third shita. The Rambam, and it's brought down in the Rosh also, from the Ramah also, that they hold that you need both. It's like they're complementing each other. The Rambam is only by the typhus. On the Torah, you have to leave it out. You need both things. You have to leave out the Torah, and you need Oymer Gavah on Taifis. A third Mahalach. All three Mahalach are brought down the Beis Yosef and Sim Kuchav Gimel and Eben Ezer. Akapanim, so that's the three Mahalach in our Mishnah, we just spoke out if Shah of the argue. Okay. So, Gemara Vay. The Rav Zikar of Yechanan, ain't no Torah. It's not Torah. Well, my ain't a Torah. Amar Rab Abba, I'll explain what this means. Kan Hadiacha, huh? Ain't a Torah. Ain't a Torah. It's Torah. What are you thinking? Torah. Rav Abba, kan diachas ain't koyach l'shma v'rameihi. Rav Abba is saying that Rav Yechon is teaching us that our Mishnah is letting us know that there's no din l'shma in the ksiva. V'rameihi, d'ama eidah chasim ekarti. It's going according to chasim ekarti. Basically, Rav Yechon is saying the second pshat that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. like Rashi says, kar diacha, b'mishasenu shezilzalu b'ksivas gittin hadiacha she'ein shum koyach l'shma b'ksiva ela b'chasima. That's what it means. That's what the Torah means. So what does it mean, Rabbi Yechon? Technically, he's saying is, our Mishnah is Rameh. Break the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon and Rav Shlokesh argue in the last Mishnah that the Mishnah, Mishnah 4, it talks about Mechubar. It says, Ein Kaisim Mechubar. And then Kaisim Mechubar, Tolshim Chasim, and Oslo Kaisim. What's Pshat? So the Mechlekes. One man the Yama says that Yishai Mokum HaTayrif, and it's going to Rav Elazar. And the other man the Yama says, it's going to Rav Meir. Rabbi Yechon says that Mishnah is going to Rav Elazar. It's very funny. That Mishnah going with Rav Elazar, this Mishnah going with Rav Meir, that doesn't usually happen like that. Break the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana, Rav Yechon, Amar Rav Elazar. The last Mishnah is Rav Elazar. And the Gemara, Amar Roy, Nino Rav Yechon. As long as Amar Roy, and one Rav Yechon that says this is Rav Meir, it's one Amar. And the Amar says that Mishnah Rav Elazar is another Amar, because it doesn't stim, the same Mishnah, one after another, we want to be Stomer like Rav Meir, and one to be Stomer like Rav Elazar. So, therefore, we have to say, it must be Amar Roy, Nino Rav Yechon. Ad Kan, the Gemara explains the Ksivis Haget, why a cherish v'yosharet v'kot is mutta b'ksivis aget. And at the end of the day, we're saying three pshatim. Two of them going Rav Elazar and one Rav Meir. The pshat Rav Elazar is oimer the gabav, who left out the tariff, and if you're Rav Meir, it's not good, you don't need ksiv l'shma. Zok the next Mishnah. Hakol k'sherim lohavi es aget. There's something called a shliach lohilacha. Shliach lohilacha takes the odd the baal, the husband, makes a shliach to take the get to the isha. And it gives him the power to give over the get. His nesinah get is like the nesinah of the husband. So that's called shliach leilacha. The shliach becomes like the husband. So I call k'sherim l'havis I get, chutz mecherish, shoyta v'katon, v'sum v'v'chavim. The Gemara doesn't tell us why these people cannot bring the get. They're like a transporting the get. What's the problem? So we'll see in the Gemara why not. So a cherish, shoyta v'katon, v'suma, and a goy. Let's say the katan was makabel get from the husband, and then he became a gadol, or a cherish v'spakach. What he accepted that he was a cherish, and he got better. He starts hearing again. Sumo v'nespatach. Not again. He can hear now. Sumo v'nespatach, or sumo now he can see. Shoyte v'shtafa. Shoyte got bedas. Or yichav v'nesgayer. Apostle. All he gets apostle because the ma'aseh when I made him a shliach, he was a guy. He was a cherish. Shoyte v'katan. Aval, but. Bekeach v'nescharish v'chaz v'nespakach. It was a bekeach and became a cherish and became back a bekeach. Or pesuach v'nestam v'chaz v'nestapach. Or he was blind and he could see, he became blind and now he could see again. Shof v'nestapach v'chaz v'nestapach. He was sane, he became insane, became back sane. All these cases are kosher. Obviously by a goy it's not possible. You can't be a yid then a goy then a yid. Zaklal kosher, loss of sefer b'das kosher. As long as the beginning and the end of the das, even though the middle, it's still kosher. Even though the middle became not kosher, it's still kosher.
Sefer gave it to him when he was.
Yes, he gave it. Yes, exactly. While he was walking in. Yes. So Moshe's question is: L'chayra, if he became insane in the middle, so L'chayra, that's a vatal whole shlichus. He started off as a shliach, he became not a shliach, he became again a shliach. How did that happen? Shteita that. A cherish shet v'katan, they could have a minu shlichus, they could come a shliach, just they can't do the ma'isa. So therefore, as long as they could do the ma'isa beginning and the end, who cares if they came insane in the middle? The ma'isa, the minu shlichus is there. The Rebbe Chalom talks about in Kovitz Biurim Ois Tazvav makes that point that in minu shlichus, there's not a psul in the minu shlichus. It's just a psul in the actual doing of the shlichus. And here, the ma'isa, since when it came crunch time, they were normal. That's good enough. So that's the Maravite. Bishlam Kheris Shaita Vakaton, the Lav Bene Deaninu. Kheris Shaita Vakaton, we understand why the apostle for Shlichus. You know why? Because in the Pasuk it says Ish. The Makar for Shlichus, one of the Makaris is Vayichu Lahem Ish Selabes Avais, and it says Ish there. Teaching us it has to be a Ben Das, it cannot be a Katon. So therefore we know why Kheris Shaita Vakaton can't be a Shlichus, because it's a Miyat in the Pasuk. Shlichus is not a magic trick, it's a Pasuk. And if they're not, they're excluded from the Parish of Shlichus, they can't be a Shlichus. We understand also why a goy cannot be a shliach because he's enoy b'tayrus. Labarateru means that he's not, he can't make a get himself, therefore he cannot be a shliach for a get. If you yourself are not in the parish of getin, you can't be a shliach for that. But etzem, there's another reason why a goy can't do it, because a goy is possible shliach also. Because it says, ma'atem b'nei bris af shuchachem b'nei bris, which Tosis points out you could have said that reason. But this reason is better, Tosis says, because even the geyah for eved. This reason of any b'tayrus is also geyah for eved. Mashenkin b'nei bris, the eved is called b'nei bris. Therefore, the Gemara picks out a lot of the geyah eved, which the Gemara will talk about later on if eved could be a shliach leilacha. Ella, the Gemara's question is, there's a fifth one here in our Mishnah, Suma. What's wrong with a Suma? A Suma is a bendas, so why can't a Suma be a Shliach? Ella Suma, my Eloi, why can't a Suma, someone who cannot see, why can't he be a Shliach? He doesn't know who he's taking it from and who he's giving it to. And that's a chesar in the shlichas. Now, what's that chesar in the shlichas? It would sound like, mekam mashma, that tzarech shiyaki ashliach, that this is the balance of the isha. So that would be a big halacha now. We have to, the shlich can't be some UPS driver. It has to be someone who recognizes both the baal and the ishtoi. And we know it's not true. So Tosfos says, no, here it's worse, because here, a person who could see, so he won't be able to fool him so easily. He'll ask around, he'll figure out who's the isha. But someone's a suma, he might be fooled. And therefore, what I'm saying right now, would not be a kosher shliach, because it could be taken for a ride, because he doesn't know who he's looking at and who he's giving it to. So that's right now the pshat why a suma is possible, because he can't see. And he can't see, so he doesn't know who he's giving it to and taking it from. Maskler of Yosef. If it's true what you're saying, how is the suma ever mutter in his own wife? Maybe it's someone else. And how could anyone at night is like blind? So every person at night, how is he mutter in his wife? Ella, but tvias ain't of the kala. Teretz is something called tvias ain't of the kala. You know the voice, and you can recognize the voice. So it's possible to recognize, but if Adai is who this is, Hakanam tvias ain't of the kala. See, also Suma maybe knows the ish and the isha. He knows them very well. Eats with them every Shabbos. So therefore, he knows the kala. So what's the problem over here? So what's it can be that's the psul Suma. Suma has a possibility to know what's going on. Elam Rav Yosef,
Haka. He knows.
Hello, Rav Yosef. Yeah, but here now someone's sweet came in. They came in. They have to realize those days.
Someone never knew.
Hello, no, we even never knew.
Blind person never saw who's giving.
Who said he never? He wasn't blind from birth. Didn't say. I mean, first of all, it's not true. And besides the point, if he eats by someone every Shabbos, he knows who they are already. Hello, Rav Yosef. Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askina. The boiler may have a funny nechta, a funny nechtam. A different reason. Why? So you know what's possible is because the chutz la'aretz halacha is you have to say a funny nechta, a funny nechtam. He can't say it was written in front of you, or signed in front of you, because he can't see. And therefore, we know that it's makav v'di eved, like the first Mishnah in the second parak says, that it's makav v'di eved to say v'fani nechtam. And therefore, here, since he can't say it, therefore he cannot be a shliach. Very simple. He can't say v'fani nechtam. But it would mean that our Mishnah is talking about in chutz la'aretz. That's what would come out. Our Mishnah is talking about chutz la'aretz, and therefore, assume it's possible to be a shliach. Omli abaya. If that's the case, so let's say when he accepted the get, when he saw the get being done, he could see, and then the time he was doing the shlichus, he was blind, he should be kosher, right? Because he could say, v'fani nechtam. So why does our Mishnah say that the only time it's kosher is if he could see, became blind, they could see again? He doesn't have to come see again. Only by Alamiata, you know, Bishlam Devart was because you have to know who you're giving it to, so you understand why you have to be seeing now. But now that we're saying Pshat is because of Fani Nechtav, so what do you have to see again? The Matzi Hachi, the Matzi Omar Hachi, Nami the Kosher, to be Kosher. Well, Tani, our Mishnah says, Pasuach, he could see, but Estam became blind, Chaz Ben Esbatach, is Kosher. Chaz Esbatach in, Lechaz Batach Loi. It's not only that case. So, tomorrow, who did not forget like Chaz Ben Esbatach? Maybe the truth is, even if he doesn't go and see. Just the Ivy, the Tani Shafi Shtata, other ones, it has to be, it became back of Mandas. If I Tani Shafi Shtafa, they became sane again. So here also, it says it again. Because there, time the Chaz Mishtafa, Allah Chaz Mishtafa, Allah, Tanaim Pesuach, when it's time of Chaz Mishtafa. Therefore, by Suma, it's the same thing, because it's in the same grouping. So it says the same thing by Shaita. Shaita has to be like that. Therefore, it says it here also. Amar Abash, Dekanami. It's Meduik also like that. The Tani, Zaklal, Kol Shkhtilasoi Vesoifai Bedas is Kosher. It says in our Mishnah, what's the klal? What's the rule? Anyone that's beginning and the end, Bedas is Kosher. Veloik Tani, Kosher Tchilasoi Vesoifai Bekashrus is Kosher. So it's Mashma, all you need is Das. Tchilasoi Vesoifai Bedas. And the Summa is Bedas. So that's, you see, that's the main thing. And therefore, Shvami know that by a Summa Taka will not have to be able to see again in order to give over the get. It's enough, it's sufficient if he saw by beginning, and even at the end of the Summa, he'll be kosher even without going back and seeing again.